Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
One of the major partners behind Tech Future's pilot plan to produce nanocrystalline cellulose is Alberta Pacific Forest Industries. According to ALPAC President Al Ward, fibers from aspen trees can be processed to produce nanocrystals. And these crystals bring tremendous added value to industry.
What we're looking at doing is actually taking the trees, continuing to make pulp. Instead of selling it to a paper maker or a tissue maker, we take some of the pulp and put that through another process, another step of refining, so to speak, to get those crystals out. So you're actually not taking the pure tree, it's actually after you've made pulp out of it. So there are lots of different applications. Be used for paints and varnishes. This material, because of its strength and its hardness, can actually be used to, when you coat or paint a deck, it doesn't scratch. And UV light doesn't damage. It could also be used to strengthen paper. So you have the regular paper, you add some of the NCC into the paper, and you can maybe get a stronger paper. And that gives the paper maker the opportunity to run a thinner, lighter sheet, get more feet of paper with less raw virgin fiber. Or maybe use more recycled fiber or weaker type pulps.
Al Ward says nanocrystalline cellulose can also be made into a bioacceptable gel to carry medications. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.